Hi, Chris.
Hi there. Thank you for your program. I really appreciate it. My question is about your Bernard solution, and I have used it for my infrequent airline flights over the years at 10 to 12 drops per
per 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah. However, I've also heard you give a dosage to combat an acute upper respiratory infection, and I know it's a high dose and you use it very temporary, but I can't remember it. Could I get that from you? And also, if you use vitamin A, I think at high doses, and D, for just again, very temporary to get over that.
Very temporary. You're quite correct. Now, the vitamin A and D work comes from the New York State Journal of Medicine in 1944, and it's one of those, well, it worked then, and it works now. And what they did was to have folks use 150,000 units of vitamin A, 150,000 units, which, by the way, is for adults is not dangerous. It's dangerous if you're a fetus. It's your heck of dangerous. So you don't want to do this if you're pregnant. But for adults, it's not dangerous, especially when taken for just 3 days, which is what you referred to, I think. 150,000 units of vitamin A and 1/10 of that, 15,000 units of vitamin D. And that was taken for 3 days. And what do you know? Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The middle day they went down from 150,000 to half of that. And the same with vitamin D. And then the third day they went back in case the thing didn't go away yet. And then you had to stop. No more, because the body will average that out over a while, and it won't hurt for 3 days. Anyway, what they found is that 82.1%, and I'm not quite sure who was the 0.1%, but 82.1% of the people who did that chased their cold or flu away within that three-day period of time. So that's the dose on that one. Now, you're looking for a dose on the potassium iodide. Yes. That's the Bernard solution for similar use? Yeah.
Yes.
Now, well, that one, you just repeat that dose the same dose you told me about. My wife and I do this when we get on the airplane. First thing, some water, please, and we take the stuff and bang. That'll last us for about 4 hours. And then if it's a long flight, we take another similar dose. And if it's a longer than that flight, which is rare, we take another dose, which is exactly the way of dosing it. If you're not flying and you're trying to get rid of something you're coming down with, is every 4 hours until the problem is gone. And if it's not gone, ma'am, in 2 or 3 days, it's not going to be. The iodine isn't going to be effective, and it isn't effective on everything. So bear that in mind, because after 2 or 3 days of that, you got to stop for a couple of weeks.
Right. Okay. And if you're taking an iodine prep, such as, let me grab my bottle. I'm not going to be able to say this right. It's a standard process, prolamine iodine, you would discontinue using that for 2 to 3 weeks after?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Because you just don't want to have high levels of iodine floating around your system for too long. Now, having said that, what can happen if we take a very high dose of iodide for a long time? And what's a long time? Usually it's weeks to months. There's research about people who took it for 6 months before it caused problems. And that is, it suppresses one's own thyroid function, and we don't need to be doing that.
No. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know. And I remember you speaking about it, and I don't know how recently, because I'm not able to listen like the previous gentleman. I don't have earbuds in my ears 24 hours a day.
I know what you mean.
So I haven't heard it recently. So I appreciate that so much. And
you're
again,
welcome.
Thank you for your program.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.